Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey, everybody. So this week's episode is going to be on grief. And it's such a heavy, hard thing to endure and talk about when you lose a spouse or someone close. And I don't want to downplay anybody else close, a sibling or a parent. But when you lose a spouse, it is like losing a part of your body, like an arm is cut off, like half of who you were is gone. And it is such a hard thing to explain. Grief and all the repercussions and the emotional roller coaster that it is. And I just wanted to kind of shed some light and give some perspective to those of you that are maybe watching it and to those of you that are grieving to know that you're not alone. I've had a YouTube channel for, oh man, I don't know, 7 years maybe. And it's really satisfying to get messages from all over of people reaching out and saying, thank you for making me feel like I'm not alone in grief. Because a lot of our my videos on Put On Your Big Girl Pants YouTube channel is of my grief, kind of vlogging and diarying after Clint had passed away. I think like 3 days after he passed was the first kind of like vlog that I did. And it's helped a lot of people, I guess, you hear that, to know that they're not alone and how they feel. And grief is a roller coaster. Grief is ugly. Grief is unbearable at times. Grief is hard. Grief is something that I wouldn't wish on my worst of enemies that they would have to endure the grief of losing a spouse. It's really difficult. In our situation, Clint was terminal for a year and a half. We were told that he had 6 months to a year left to live, and he lived a year and a half. So to live in the day in and day out, realization that someone you love is definitely going to die is hard to grasp and wrap your mind around. But we chose to live in the present and just focus on the day that we had. And most days when we did that, it went great. But that heavy weight of like impending doom was hard. Some days, I don't know, I've been asked before, like, would you rather know you're gonna die or not know you're gonna die? And I've got asked that a lot. As I have contemplated that and mulled over that, you know, like I don't think there's an answer. Like, I don't think one is better or easier than the other. The thing with a disease or something that you know and you're aware of that they're gonna die is that you have those opportunities to talk and say what you need to say and live without regrets. But then it's also really hard to look them in the face and look at them every day and know that they're gone soon. And especially in a debilitating disease, to see them slowly tortured and suffering is hard. And so I don't know. I had a really good friend whose husband passed away in a car accident, you know, left for work and never came home. And the grief that she's experienced. And, you know, I don't know, having gone through 4 years of, you know, ins and outs of surgeries, I would never take away any of those amazing memories that we got to share and spend together. But it's a lot on your heartstrings to look at somebody every day and know that they're going to be gone. It's hard with grief. Getting, I think, judgment, you know, I experienced a lot of that as well when Clint passed away. I don't know, like, he wanted me to move forward. He wanted me to laugh and smile and have fun. And I remember I took the kids out bowling, and somebody made like a comment to me like, oh, looks like, you know, you guys are getting over the loss fast, you know. And it's just like, wow, look. And I'm sure that person was like, wow, what did I say that for? But I don't know. Like, so many people think when your spouse passes away that we should barricade ourselves in our basements and not come out for a year and cry and be in the dark and not move forward and smile and do things that are fun with our family. And I think it's a stigma that we need a break, you know, that, yeah, we do completely love those we lose, but we're entitled to smile and have fun and get out there. And, you know, that's the best thing to do. And but honestly, if I was single and had no children after Clint passed away, that temptation was so strong. I remember I didn't go to work for weeks. And then when I went to work, it was just like I was in this fog, you know, like looking around and wondering how everybody's lives can be going on and mine has stopped, you know, like my world is completely shattered. And I just looked at people at the grocery store and wondered, like, how could life keep going on, you know? I think, you know, everybody wants to be there for you when they pass away and for those weeks after. But I think my advice, if you know someone that's grieving and has lost somebody, you know, 2-3 months out, hit them up, take them to lunch, tell them you love them. You know, so many people are there. And then when the funeral's over and a month goes by, everybody goes back to their regular lives and thinks, oh, that was sad. You know, I'm glad they're in a better place, which I hate to hear that. But our lives never go on in the same way. Our lives are forever changed. So I think, you know, those months after, they're hard because you're trying to figure out a new normal. I didn't turn the TV on for 6 months after Clint passed away. I would look, come in the living room and I'd look where he sat in his chair, and he always controlled all the remotes. And so I probably wouldn't even know how to turn it on if I wanted to. It would take me, I don't know, all my kids knew how to do it, but I personally, like, I never sat in the living room and for 6 months, you know. Everybody's different too in grief, and you can't put your expectations on somebody else because everybody's living their own story, right? Everybody's grieves and thinks and feels and expresses emotions in different ways. And we just honestly, if you learn anything from this podcast episode, is to just love them and comfort them if need be. Share space with them. You don't even need to talk about it if you don't want to, but just showing up for them and letting them know that you care about them and you love them, and not to judge them, because it's so hard to be dealing with grief and judgment at the same time. It's wild. It's a hard process to go through. I really love the quote by Mother Teresa, and she says, people in grief need tender, loving care. And I loved that, because we don't need that ridicule and judgment. And I mean, even like remarrying, I had people come up and say, oh, I could never remarry, I loved my husband too much. I just am like, wow, do you realize what that says? Like, if you read between the lines, that says you didn't love your husband as much as I love my husband, so I wouldn't remarry, because it's a proof that my devotion and love is greater than yours. And you have to be really careful with things that you say, because they are hurtful. And what are we supposed to do? Like, what are we supposed to do? Like, my heart didn't want to go on. It didn't want to move forward. But I owe that to myself and my children, and my life is, I need to move forward. It don't move on and forget them. Like, he is forever a piece of my heart that I love and cherish, and he's forever my baby's daddy, and he is a part of me, but I can't stop and not function. You have to move forward. You have to smile and do things that you love, they love. There's a great quote that I went to a grieving seminar, and there's a great quote that he said, and this was, how long should I grieve? And he said, how long should the person be dead? And it's like, that's so true, because I think at first you just feel like this tsunami has hit you and the world's twirling and you've lost gravity and everything's ripped out from under you. And then as you try to slowly pick up the pieces of your broken heart and move forward, that grief hits you and comes at different times and over the years. So this year will be 5 years for me. 2015, yeah, Clint passed away, so this is going into our fifth year, but it's like somebody explained, like waves of the ocean, you know, like I can feel when a big wave's gonna come, and you know, birthdays, anniversaries, death anniversaries, milestones with my children. I know I need to be gentle and tender with myself and understanding that it's okay to be sad and reflect and love and miss him on those more tender days. But honestly, like I don't even like to watch chick flicks at all, at all, since Clint passed away. And like I will watch shoot 'em up and action and mystery, whatever else. But if it comes down to a chick flick, I don't want to watch it. And you have to respect where you're at and not push or force yourself. I mean, even like I remember we were watching as a family The Sixth Sense, right? A scary movie. We were gearing up for Halloween, and that came down to the end where his wife's watching these videos of their wedding and how much they loved each other. And I just, like a jolt of lightning, you know, like I just hopped off the couch because it just hit me, like pummeled me like a wave, and just went up to my bedroom and got in my shower and turned it on, and I just bawled and bawled and bawled and bawled. And just, it's hard when you're faced with on-screen display of like deep love and affection. Even that The Star Is Born, it's a rated R, no, for really good, but sorry about that, Jesus. It's with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. And oh my gosh, I don't know why the heck I went and saw that, but I cried for 45 minutes straight after. Like, no lie. I'm just like, oh, it is such a deep pain and a deep hurt in your heart when you lose somebody, and it's hard. And I really love that our Savior Jesus Christ promises us that he'll bind up our broken hearts and he'll give us peace and comfort beyond our comprehension of our own strength and endurance. And if we rely on him and have faith and turn to him, like I was on my knees so many times hoping and praying that he would just help me move forward, and he did, and I'm grateful for that experience. I found myself the other day reflecting on all my life experiences and being like, wow, I didn't want to go through those, but look at the person that I am and what I've learned and the knowledge that I've obtained and the testimony that I have in my Savior Jesus Christ, that he's there for me through a cancer diagnosis, through loss of a spouse, through remarrying, through a hurtful divorce, and he's there for me, and I know it. And through those hard times, I have seen him show up for me, and I wouldn't have the testimony I have or be the person I am today without that. So if you're going through something hard, just keep pushing forward and keep having faith that you can do this, and you are meant to be who you are meant to be because of the hard you're going through. Give God a chance to show up for you. Give God that chance. Turn to him and he will help bind up your broken heart. I am snot all over my face, but glad you guys, this isn't a YouTube video. You're welcome, because it wouldn't be pretty right now. Isaiah 61 verse 1 says, he hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. And widowhood is a life sentence, and going through some hard times in our life feels like we can't move forward. But I love that good reminder from Isaiah in the Bible that he helps bind up our broken hearts, and we get unexplainable peace through our Savior Jesus Christ. I can't even comprehend. Like, there's days when I was, you know, here I am again, a single mom, but there is days from being a single mom before to being a single mom now that I am just like so full of joy and happiness and gratitude for my life and the perspective I've got from watching someone slowly die and the gifts that our bodies are. Like, I just have such a deep appreciation for life and what it offers and what a gift it is to live and be here, even if it is hard. It's a gift. Like, life is beautiful and messy and hard and horrible and unfair and all of these many things at different times, but you're alive and that's such a blessing. And I get to see my kids' faces every day, and I get to see Clint's face looking at me through my children, and I love it. And I'm so grateful I get to be their mom. So here's some tips that I wanted to share with those that are grieving is write a letter. I know that really helped me. I wrote a letter to Clint, and maybe I'll read it. I don't know. I have it sitting in front of me. I don't know how much you guys want to cry. So yeah, writing a letter. We never close the door. There's no closure when someone passes away. When a spouse passes away, there's no closure. You learn to live with that door open. That broken heart, you learn to live with it. You're changed forever. You're never going to go back to the person you were before, nor would I ever want to be the person I was before I met him. He made me a better person, and I'm a better person for having known him. And pain is forever, as I said, and suffering will end. So when you're suffering and you're debilitated and, you know, that fog after they pass away for those weeks, that suffering I feel has ended, but that pain, that deep hurt, is always there. I, you know, move forward with life and try not to focus on it, but it's there. And it just, like I said, comes in waves. And there's this good book, if you have little kids, that if you're a younger widow or if you have grandkids that have experienced loss, it's called Tear Soup, T-E-A-R, Tear Soup. And it's just like some days you just need to get the pot out and you need to make it. You need to cry, and that's okay. You know, be gentle on yourself. And that was my next one. So letter writing and then crying. If you need to cry, let it out. Don't bottle it up. Don't hold it in. Crying is good for you. I mean, if it continues for day after day after day, that's not good. But an occasional let it all out because you're sad is a good thing. And that's normal. You're totally normal. Okay, I really loved this quote as well from the grieving seminar, and it was, grief is on the inside, mourning is on the outside. So how we look, how we might be, you might see, man, they are there mourning, but we're always grieving on the inside in some type of level. Certain songs will trigger me. So there's certain triggers that you just gotta go with the flow when you lose somebody. Certain songs I could just instantly start to cry. And I have a playlist on my phone. And, you know, when I'm feeling like I want to go down that road, then I'll play it and bawl my eyes out. I have a blanket that was amazingly made by family that are adopted to me, the Buckners, who I dearly love. Jerusha Buckner and her amazing mom and friend took Clint's shirts and made blankets for me and my kids. So I have this blanket tucked away in my closet. And sometimes when I feel like I need a Clint hug, I'll just pull it out and look at his shirts and see the memories. And it feels good inside. It feels good because I know he's happy that we're smiling. I know he's happy that we're happy. And happy that we're trying our best. And having our Savior Jesus Christ help soften the sting of death. And I think the most amazing thing to me that just breathes hope into my heart is this life is not the end. Like, we will see Clint again. And that's beautiful and that's amazing. And I tell Gunnar and Niska and Wyatt, my three kids, that you're forever going to be changed because of this loss. But it's a good thing because you're going to help others. You're going to help others. Gunner, when you're a missionary and you go knock on a door and someone has lost their parent, you're going to look them in the eye and tell them that they're going to see their parents again. All because of the look in your eyes and the feeling of your heart and the spirit that you have, they'll know the words that you're saying are true because you know them deep in your heart. And how devastating would it be without our Savior Jesus Christ and his sacrifice, atonement, resurrection, the plan of salvation, that we were spirits before we came to earth. We're here on earth where spirits have a human experience, and our spirits go on after we die. Without that knowledge, how sad would that be, and how devastating and hard would that be to know that we would not ever see that person we lost again? And I can't imagine dealing with that pain in addition to the pain of their loss. But I do get so much comfort and peace in knowing that this life isn't the end, and we will see him again. And I tell my kids, you know, like, he's up there hanging out with his grandbabies. You know, he's hanging out with your future posterity, and he's also an angel here on earth. And I love that those who we have lost are here watching out for us and protecting us and encouraging us and sending us good vibes. Over the last little bit, it's been rough, it's been hard, and having a difficult marriage after losing Clint, it was hard. And as I've shared before on previous YouTube videos, you know, we were in counseling for 2 years and it wasn't easy. And I remember one of these times I had worked in the temple, and I went and just sat in there and was just like, oh my gosh, this is so hard. And Clint, are you even there? Like, do you even know what's going on in my life? And instantly and I've learned that God speaks to us in our own language, right? Whether that language and interpretation of how we get the Spirit, I've learned that one of the ways that God speaks to me is through songs, and the Holy Ghost speaks to me through songs, and Clint speaks to me through songs, I've learned. So as I was sitting there, the song that just popped in my head was placed in there by Clint. I know it, because I was just so bewildered and discouraged and feeling horrible about who I was and just sad. And I got this song of Baby I'm Amazed by You by Lone Star that just popped in my head, like the title and the singer. And I got out to my car, I remember, and I played it. I put it on my stereo and played that song. And it's like, Baby, I'm amazed by you, every little thing that you do. And I knew that he was proud of me, and he still loved me and was there for me and encouraging me. And those lyrics just sunk so deep into my heart and gave me like so much peace and comfort that he wasn't proud of me then. He's proud of me now as well. And that really brought peace and comfort to my heart. So I'll share my letter that I wrote. So this was just last year, okay? So this was just for those in grieving and losing somebody. I mean, some people think you just need to get over it after 3 months, 6 months, a year. I don't know, whatever date that people put on you, like whatever time frame, people like to do that, and it's annoying. But here, this is 2019. This is like March of 2019 that I wrote this. So that would have been 4 years after Clint passed away. So it says, Dear Clint, are you there? I feel you in the sunshine and hear you in the laughter of our kids. You said to talk to you, but are you really listening? Does your heart long for mine as mine does for yours? I think about you in every heartbeat that I have. You are my heart, my everything, and my best friend. How would you go on if I was the one who died? The torment I felt at times as I think of your arms that can't hold me to comfort me. The torture I felt as I've longed to hear your voice soothe and comfort my soul. I feel as a ship that has lost its direction and an astrologer that can't find the North Star. How do I make it through the rest of my life without you? How do you pick up your heart after it's been shattered into a million pieces? Clint, I miss you. Clint, I need you. Do you need me? Do you long for me as I long for you? How do I continue to go on when you were my everything? Thank you for our beautiful children. Each day I see them and see your face, and I'm reminded that I can go on in a world where there is a part of you. They miss you. They need you. Why did you have to go? I wait for the day when I can be in your arms again. You are a part of my heart. You are my greatest choice, and you are the strength that gets me through. And then I have a quote that I really like. It says, unable to perceive the shape of you, I find you all around me. Your presence fills my eyes with your love. It humbles my heart, for you are everywhere. I love you, my dream man, love Camille. And I do believe that he is everywhere and he's around, and those that we lose are there with us and love us, and their spirits will go on. And be gentle and tender with yourself and those that are going through loss and grief. And remember to turn to our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you'll find unexplainable comfort. And I love you guys. And then thanks for listening. And I will hopefully not cry as much next week. Love you.